This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So you've heard the line, if you don't like the weather...
Wait a minute.
That's particularly true in New England. And in fact, in just the past month, we've had temperatures that have swung from lows in the 30s to highs in the 80s.
Well, according to a new study from the Harvard School of Public Health, those big fluctuations could actually be dangerous, particularly in the summer and particularly for the elderly struggling with chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease.
The study's findings are significant when you consider the country's rising senior population and the possibility that climate change could lead to more volatile temperature fluctuations. Joining us now is Joel Schwartz, professor of environmental epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. He's also the senior author of the paper just published today. And Joel Schwartz, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And just to clarify, we're not talking about higher temperatures contributing to higher mortality rates. We're talking about big swings, variability in summer temperatures, right?
Absolutely. So it's a lot warmer in Miami than it is in Minneapolis, but nobody thinks that, you know, the death rate is twice as high in Miami because of that. We think that people adapt to the usual temperature that they're exposed to, and they even adapt seasonally, so that as it gets warmer, people's physiology changes and they adapt to warmer temperature.
They adapt. They know how to dress. They know how to slow down or speed up or whatever it is they need to do to remain comfortable and survive, essentially.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we have both that sort of cultural adaptation, but we also actually have physiological adaptation. So when you go to a very hot climate, initially, you know, it feels terrible, right? And if you're there for several weeks, eventually you, quote, get used to it. Well, that's actually your body changing, and changing in a way that adapts to dealing with that heat. But it doesn't happen in a day. And so that's why day-to-day changes in temperature, which is a lot harder for people to think about in terms of their behavior and a lot harder for their body to adapt to, that's what seems to be dangerous here.
So what did this study actually look at and what did it find? How did you get this information that suggests that people struggle a little bit with these variation in temperatures?
So what we did is we took 135 cities across the United States, which basically covers all the urban areas in the United States. And we got data from Medicare. So people over 65 are covered by Medicare, and we had data from that. And we looked at the people who had certain chronic conditions as they turned 65 and entered Medicare, and we constructed a cohort of those people. So basically that means that we followed them over time and kept track of what happened to them. And we looked at, you know, did they die or not? And so we could follow them every year and look at, well, how many of them were alive at the beginning of the year, how many of them died during the course of the year, and what was the summertime temperature variability, the day-to-day variation in temperature like in that year. Now, of course, mortality rates have been falling over time, so you really need to deal with that. And so what we did is we removed long-term time trends from the data. So what we were really looking at is if you take a trend in temperature variability, if this summer is worse than expected, then the average for this city at this point in the time trend, then that's high. And if it's not as variable as you would expect given the time trend in this city, then that's lower variability. And then we asked the same thing for mortality. Well, did the mortality rate among these people we're following, did that go up and down with it? And we did the analysis separately within each city because there are so many differences between cities.
So you found that the elderly are particularly susceptible to these temperature fluctuations. Is there concern then that this problem will become more acute in the future given the effects of global warming, which many scientists believe is going to cause an increasingly big fluctuations in temperature?
Exactly. You know, we know less about what's going to happen to fluctuations in temperature than what's going to happen to the mean temperature because it's very hard for models to predict that. But by and large, the models are suggesting that temperature variability will go up as the climate gets hotter. And at the same time, the population is getting older, and with the obesity epidemic, we're going to see more and more diabetics in the elderly population, and so it may be getting more vulnerable as well. So we think that it's very likely that the health impacts are going to get worse in the future. But even today, we're talking about, you know, thousands of deaths per year.
So what can be done to mitigate the effect, to mitigate the effects of temperature variation? That is, I mean, how can people, cities, towns, protect people who might be vulnerable?
Well, one thing that we noted is we looked across cities to see what explained differences in the responses of the elderly from one city to the other. And what we found was that there was a smaller effect in cities that had more green space. So one thing that communities can do in the United States is put in more green space, incorporate that into your urban planning, plant more trees on the streets.
And that makes sense, obviously, because trees provide protection, cover from the sun, right? That's the idea there. Yeah.
Exactly. And they actually damp out the temperature variability because they're shading you so you're not feeling as hot.
One last question. I mean, when we talk about weather and weather events that are dangerous, we think of tornadoes, big blizzards, snowstorms. I mean, although a heat wave will get attention, we don't generally think about heat or relatively minor fluctuations in heat as being that dangerous. And yet this study suggests that it is.
Well, that's true. I think it's the same issue as the fact that airplane crashes, which occur rarely, attract a lot of attention, whereas automobile accidents, which occur all the time, you know, kill a lot more people, but don't attract the same level of attention. When you have something that's happening fairly often, producing small number of deaths each day, it just doesn't attract the attention of a sudden large impact.
Well, Joel Schwartz, thanks so much for coming in and talking about the study. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That's Joel Schwartz. He's a professor of environmental epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. He was talking about a new study published today about health risks of summer temperature variability. You can find a link to the study at radioboston.org.